I take as my text from the epistle, tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. It has been said by many that Christians have a habit of picking and choosing which rules that they wish to follow. The Old Testament is full of rules which God has told his chosen people to follow, but we only follow the ones that we find the most convenient. Look at what we see in the news. Groups like the Westboro Baptist Church love to remind us that homosexuality is contrary to the will of God and forbidden in the law. But if we look around the crowd and then study the 613 commandments of the Mosaic Law, we can find dozens of violations that would have them condemned in the eyes of that law. How are we to treat the law and the Old Testament? Are we to follow the law as well as the gospel? Do we dispose of the law altogether? Do we pick and choose like we are accused of? In today's epistle, Paul lets us know that we can choose to be children of the law or children of the gospel, but not both. Now, the laws of Moses are varied in their subject matter and simple in their application. There are 613 laws, also called mitzvot or even commandments, which have a wide range of application. We as Christians are familiar with 10 of them, and the 10 commandments make up the basis of much of our Christian morality. Some of the other 603 are familiar to us as well. The book of Leviticus describes several forms of relationships which are considered to be forbidden in the law. Homosexuality, incest, and sex outside of marriage, just to name a few. Others we don't identify as laws necessarily, but since God directed humanity to do it, it is considered to be required in the eyes of the law. For example, God told the first humans to be fruitful and multiply. So historically, this has been treated as God's first commandment. However, many of the others seem obscure or unnecessary, but they are laws equal to the others. Examples of these are kosher laws, which determine what is considered to be clean and unclean in the eyes of God, and the subset of kosher laws called kashrut, which determine what the followers of the law are permitted to eat. We may be familiar with these laws, but many aren't. I remember when I was in high school having breakfast with a Jewish friend of mine, and my mother couldn't understand why exactly she should stop pushing him to eat the bacon. Dietary laws cover much more than pork. Broad rules on prohibited foods would keep us from eating catfish, cheeseburgers, gators, shellfish, and many of the other foods that a Creole boy such as myself are forbidden by the law to eat. The most obscure laws, however, cover issues which we would never consider. Piercing and tattoos might have been atrocious to your grandmothers, and the law agrees. But even grandmother would have read past the laws which forbid wearing gold or blended fiber clothing. Paul asks the question, tell me, you that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? This is the pivotal question for those who wish to condemn others according to the law. If you desire to live by the law, you should pay close attention to it. It holds condemnation at every corner. When we consider sin, it is important to remember that sins are equal in the eyes of God. All sin is death. And if we should live according to the law, then death is, in fact, at every turn. While we can easily identify things like adultery and murder to be sins and avoid them, at what point do you have to cook your steak in order for God to be satisfied that there's no blood remaining? Or how can you be assured that the right amount of grain was left in the field before it was made into bread for you to eat? All of these are part of the law. If you want to live by the law, then you need to know that it is restrictive. In order to live by the law, everything that you do, buy, and eat is governed by 613 rules that should always be in the forefront of your mind. It not only controls what you do, but it makes you live in fear of violating the law. Paul equates it to slavery. Paul states that those who enslave themselves to the law are like the children of Hagar, born into slavery which leads to desolation. Those Galatians he was speaking to did not know the prophetic nature of this statement. The Jews were in the bondage of the slavery of the law prior to the coming of Christ. Those Christians who clung to the law kept themselves in bondage while not liberating themselves with the freedom of Christ. And ultimately, those Christians of Galatia would submit to a religion of slavery in submission to legalism, and that is Islam. Muslims fully admit to being the children of slavery, and both the fact that the word Islam means submission, and that they believe themselves to be the literal descendants of Abraham through his slave Hagar and their child Ishmael. If we consider the fanaticism that legalism brings in Islam and some branches of Christianity, then we can see the danger that the law can bring to humanity. We who follow the gospel are the children of promise. That promise was fulfilled in the birth of Sarah's son, Isaac. She had been barren, but God had promised her a son. Through Isaac came the birth of the chosen people of God, and through them came the redemption of the world through our Lord Jesus Christ. Just like Sarah had to wait until she was 90 to have her son Isaac, humanity had to wait patiently for this promise of freedom and salvation to be fulfilled. We must make sure that we do not sell ourselves back into slavery. We as Christians maintain the adherence of the moral laws, but Christ came to free us from the legalism that kept us fearing God instead of loving Him. If we are constantly frightened by the possible punishment from God, then we do not give our hearts to Him willingly. Christ tells us that we are to love the Lord our God with all our hearts and with all our souls and with all our minds. This and loving our neighbors are the two commandments of our new law. Our new law is love. No more worry about the hundreds of sins that we could commit by violating the law of Moses. Just love. We, the children of love, cannot also be the children of law. We must make a choice. As Paul quoted today, get rid of the slave woman and her son, for the slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance of the free woman's son. There is but one inheritance to gain, and we have the chance to be the inheritors. We must choose freedom over slavery and choose to love and forgive, rather to accuse and condemn. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.